Drowning didn't look like the movies. There is no screaming, no thrashing, no dramatic music. It is silent. It is fast. And it is absolutely terrifying. In fact, it is the third leading cause of accidental death worldwide. And for kids age 1 to 4, it is the deadliest danger they face. Now imagine this. A simple tweak in CPR technique, one small change, could give drowning victims a real shot at survival. That is exactly what the new CPR guidelines focus on, bringing back rescue breaths alongside chest compressions, and it is a game changer. Why this matters even more than you think. When someone has a heart attack, CPR is all about chest compressions, but drowning is a different beast. Here is what really happens. Water fills the lungs, cutting off oxygen to the brain and heart. If you only do compressions, you are pumping an empty engine. That is why rescue breaths are back in the spotlight and why they matter more than ever. Rescue breaths push life-saving oxygen back into the lungs, attacking the real cause of death and drowning, suffocation. And the data backs it up. Combining rescue breaths with compressions leads to dramatically higher survival rates in drowning victims. In fact, it's one of the few proven ways to turn the tide in these emergencies. Trainers and safety pros, this is your moment. If you teach CPR or run a safety training business, these new guidelines are your golden ticket. Why? Because the market is hungry for this. Summer's coming. Pools are opening, beaches are filling up, and parents are scared, but ready to learn. Now's your time to step up with training that is not just updated, but urgent, specific, life-saving. Let us be real. Any instructor can teach basic CPR, but only the pros who adapt fast and teach drowning-specific CPR with rescue breaths will lead the charge and be remembered for it. Offer the kind of training that earns referrals, trust, and loyalty. This is not just about technique. It is about peace of mind, a simple sequence that can save a life. The new CPR protocol for drowning victims is as clear as it is powerful. Check for breathing 10 seconds max if there is none. Start 30 chest compressions, then give 2 rescue breaths. Repeat the cycle. That is it. This step-by-step gives everyday people, parents, babysitters, swimmers, lifeguards, a map they can follow under pressure. And that clarity, it kills hesitation. It empowers action. Imagine how powerful it feels for a parent to know they can do more than panic. They can help. They can save. The ripple effect, economic, emotional, and life-saving. These changes do not just impact training. They ripple outward. CPR courses will evolve. Water safety programs will expand. Demand for specialty training will skyrocket. Training businesses that pivot fast will scoop up market share. And healthcare systems, they will likely see more survivors and more people who need rehab after near-drowning events. That means better planning, better care, and eventually, better outcomes. But the biggest payoff, more kids coming home, more parents sleeping through the night, more lives saved because someone knew what to do. You are not teaching CPR. You are building a culture of readiness. Drowning does not care how old you are, how strong you are, how close a lifeguard might be. It happens in seconds. It happens silently. That is why we do not just need new guidelines. We need a new mindset, a culture where everyone near water knows exactly what to do, where rescue breaths are as automatic as compressions, where CPR is not something you learned 10 years ago. It is something you are ready to use today. Bottom line, when it comes to drowning, every breath counts. These new guidelines do not just tweak a technique, they flip the script. They give bystanders and first responders alike a fighting chance to reverse the effects of oxygen deprivation. If you are in the business of CPR, training, or water safety, this is your wake-up call. Update your courses. Spread the word. Train like lives depend on it, because they do. Want to be the go-to expert for drowning CPR? Let us talk about how you can adapt your training, stand out in your market, and help save lives this summer. Do not wait. Seconds matter. So, do you?